Here's your 512 Tech and Business Update. Best Buy made an announcement on Thursday that it has laid off 5,000 workers this month and is planning to close more stores this year as more consumers move to buy electronics online. Fry's Electronics also made an announcement this week that it will close all of its stores overnight, ending nearly four decades in business. Best Buy is expecting 40% of its sales to come from online purchases in 2021. That's up from 19% just 2 years ago. The company is also looking to alter its workforce in response to this shift. Digital currency exchange Coinbase has officially filed to go public. This is in a continuing wave of enthusiasm around cryptocurrencies. Coinbase was founded in 2012 and helps users buy, sell, and store cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum. It's a digital brokerage that competes with CoinMama, CEX.io, and Gemini, who announced plans to go public in December. Coinbase plans to list its shares on the NASDAQ exchange under the ticker symbol COIN. More than 43 million investors in more than 100 countries use Coinbase, which accounts for $455 billion in trades and $90 billion in assets on the platform. Last week, the total number of Bitcoins trading were collectively worth more than $1 trillion, as the price per coin rose to nearly $60,000. Bitcoin has fallen in the last week and is currently trading around $51,000. Hyundai is making one of the most expensive car recalls in history. They've recalled 82,000 electric cars globally to replace their batteries after 15 reports of fires involving the vehicles. The recall will cost Hyundai 1 trillion Korean won, or $900 million. This is an average cost per vehicle of about $11,000, which amounts to a high number for a recall. And Austin's Kind Health, an AI-powered platform working to help customers navigate the complexities of buying health insurance, especially during the pandemic, has announced its latest funding round of $4 million. Kind Health plans to put the money toward investing in its operations, looking to grow awareness of their services and support that they can provide any person over the age of 18 due to the extension of open enrollment in healthcare through May 2021. And that's your 512 Tech and Business Update. I'm Amy Edwards.